Today is a special day, if you didn't know that. Today is a special day. We're saying goodbye to Todd and Lisa Dix and to their boys, Michael and Ethan. I say it's a special day, but it's bittersweet special. They have been a part of the Abundant Life Family Church for, 10 years. Do you know how long you've been here? Pregnant with? How old is Michael? Oh, my goodness. That's a long time. They've been around for a long time. Those, her boys, I mean, I don't want to make them feel bad or whatever, but she has just like regular, normal, everyday boys that like to be boys. And, you know, I mean, I've been nervous for 14 years. And then these boys, suddenly, they hit like 14, 12, 14, and they become the most precious guys you've ever met. They will help you. They will scoop. They are just ready to go, and now they want to take them somewhere else. And I just hope when they get there and they make an impact on their church that they let them know that I get the credit. But anyway, they've served in various roles. I won't even be able to think of them all, but including music ministry, as you saw today. But Todd actually led our music team for a long time, and Todd has went to children's camp for a couple years. I mean, if you can talk one of the men in the church to go to children's camp, you know that that guy is somebody special. And so Todd has done that. He served a stint here at Abundant Life Family Church as the coordinator for our work teams in like getting all these rooms finished. And back in the early days when we were working, so he gets a lot of credit for doing that. And Lisa's helped with our programs, you know, and you know the Easter and Christmas. I don't know what all. She's helped with tons of stuff. And I've watched them, and you know, I'll tell you something. They have grown in so many ways over the years, from when we first met them, and they just become such a part of our family. But while we're saying goodbye, for them, it's a new start. They're moving to Cameron, Missouri, where Lisa will be working as an executive director for a women's shelter. Praise God. And Todd will continue homeschooling the boys. And like here, he'll be helping the local church. His family has actually been a part of for a long time. And so while we're not so pumped about their leaving, the church there is pumped about their coming. And because we know they will be a vital part of ministering where they go, we don't really want to say goodbye to them, but we want to send them off with blessings. And so I'm going to ask them to come if they're willing. You guys to come on up here. I'm going to have just anybody of you that wants to, I want you to come. We're just going to lay hands on them and pray. And we're just going to send them off with a blessing. They'll be a blessing where they are, that they can use all the things that they've learned through positive and negatives to just be a great benefit where they're going. Father God, we thank you so much for Todd and Lisa. Father, I know in my heart that they're your children, and that you ordained them, that you purposed them, that you put gifts in them and callings, and you have a destiny for them to fulfill. And so, Lord, as they move forward in the works in their life that you've placed them in, Lord, we just thank you that you bless everything that they put their hands to. Lord, that they find success and victory beyond their imagination. Father, that they return to us from time to time, at least with songs in their heart and praise reports of the great and marvelous things that you're doing. And so, Lord, we bless them. And we send them forth with our love, the love of Abundant Life Family Church, Lord, that they might be a blessing wherever they go. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Sure. Amen. Praise God. There's a card. If they haven't closed it up yet, there's a card. I don't know if there's any room left to write on it, but there's a card over near the room on the table. Where's it at? Oh, it's in her hand. Let's put that on the table over next door. And anybody that wants to sign that, you'll be able to after the service. Also, we're going to put a small basket over there. I don't know if they've done that yet or not. And there's going to be a small basket. And if you want to give them a gift, then you can do that. If you want to write a check, you can make it out to Abundant Life Family Church, and we'll put it all together and give them one check. But you'll be willing to do that. And so, again, that'll be over there after service. All right. Today is a special day for us here at Abundant Life Family Church because we're going to install Sydney Jones. Stand up, Sydney. You go ahead, Jesse. When I or she stands, you got to stand too, okay? We're going to install. Now you can be seated. Had enough of that. we're going to be installing her officially into the ministry at Abundant Life Family Church, and she will be licensed to perform all the ministry duties that we assign her, and because we have a category called Other. And I make a deal up, I'm no fool. And to exercise all of her God-given gifts. And at the end of our service, we will have her come, and we'll lay hands on her if she's willing, and bless her and her family, and we'll invite you to come up the same way and to pray also. Her primary role here, to start with, is in leading worship, as she's been doing, and she is also joining our youth team, and she was initiated last Thursday night, and to bring live worship there for 25 years. We've never had live worship in our youth ministries. And I think the kids are pretty excited about that. And she will be coordinating and planning the teen activities. Bless her heart. She has the same vibe they have. She tells me her ideas and I go, oh my, no. What have I got myself into here? You know? And then I tell one of the kids what she said and they just start jumping up and down with excitement. And they're ready to go. And anyway, so she'll be assisting also in sharing the Word of God with them. And in addition to worship and leading youth, she'll also be doing a lot of administrative tasks and as such as the needs arise. And so we'll just see where all that goes. She's kind of a jack of all trades, so to speak. That's what it's like when you're first on staff. And she's even been helping us build the kitchen. I do have a picture of that, I think. And no picture? Yes, there she is. Susan and Sydney put up most of the ceiling by themselves. And man, they get in there and they go. I saw her up there doing that and I go, man, I knew I hired the right person. No. My biggest desire here at Abundant Life Family Church is for everyone here to fall in love with Sydney the way that I have. You know, she did not apply for this job. I recruited her for this job. Sydney first started coming to Abundant Life Family Church when she was around 10 years old. And she was always been a bubbly little girl that just made you smile. I call her Sparkles. And yet her short life was mixed or mired with trials and tribulations. But God was doing a work in her, and he continues to do so. And I don't know when she first sang with the worship team, but her gift was apparent from the very beginning. We had talented college musicians leading us, and I mean, they had the pipes. And yet when she was given a part to sing, it would immediately fill up my heart with the Holy Spirit. Somehow she just took me to that place, and I recognized that there was a gift on the inside of her. And it wasn't about her pipes, though they are well enough, you know, but it was more than vocal abilities. It was just a gift within her. And for whatever reason, she just takes the worshiper to the feet of Jesus. And I want you to know that Sydney never again came to me and said, God has called me. She never promoted herself or made any kind of claims. I initiated the request and she was simply willing. And it appears to me that God is willing to use her. She's very young. I'm sure she doesn't think so, but from my perspective, she's very young. She's newly married. Not only does she have a husband, but she has a dog and two cats and a 10-year-old boy. She has some college, but has not studied at Bible college. I don't really know what all she's done because she didn't fill out an application or anything. She doesn't come with a tenured track record in ministry. Her training will be on-the-job training here at Abundant Life Family Church. For now, Abundant Life Family Church is her college. You know, she's cutting her teeth. She's honing her skills. She's honing her gifts, I should say, and learning what ministering to people is all about, the good and the hard. So while she is very gifted, I think it's best for everyone to maintain a proper perspective. She needs all of our support. And she's in live training, so to speak. And I want people to understand what my heart is and why I recruited Sydney. I believe in Sydney. That is why I was willing to invest in her. I'm not investing in her because of all that she has accomplished in her short life. I'm investing because of what I believe she will accomplish. She's very young. She shows gifts beyond her years, but she's still young. And so she has a lot to learn. And if you've been in the ministry, if you're here very long, you know that it's not always fun and games. There's a lot of stuff that comes with it. She has an enemy that would like to destroy this whole venture. She has an enemy who would like to make sure that nothing comes of her gifts. Broken ministers and Christians, you know, litter the trail of Christianity. They're all over out there. Christians are known to devour their own. And the devil would like to break her heart so that she never wants to minister again. I guarantee you that's what he wants to accomplish. And I will do everything possible to make sure that that doesn't happen. She is not a seasoned minister. I don't have the expectation for her to perform as such. My expectation is on my behalf and the seasoned Christians who are already here at Abundant Life Family Church. That's where my expectations are, and those expectations are that we protect her. My expectation is that we mentor her and help her find victory in what she's attempting to do. Whatever she is, she's ours. And it was my choice to choose someone young and to place her in a spiritual lion's den. And so I feel a deep responsibility. And I'm like a mother with a young cub. And if the other bigger cubs get too rough, I will be the face of a roaring lion. And that doesn't mean that I don't love the naughty bigger cubs. It just means that I'm not going to subject our new young cub to their abuse. And when you bring home a new baby, I don't know, I remember this in my family, the older siblings are usually excited, but they also get jealous. Sometimes they're jealous and they don't even know what's going on. And sometimes they do things that are mean, not even knowing why they're doing it. And so let's not set traps for Sydney to trip on. And I want all of us to work on keeping the playground safe so that she can excel and grow in what God is doing in her life. Do you know the story of Joseph with the coat of many colors? He was the youngest boy in the family, and he was gifted. And he wasn't like his ornery brothers. Dad loved his older brothers, but they were run-of-the-mill, knucklehead boys that acted like boys act. And so Jacob, their father, couldn't really trust them, but he could trust Joseph, so he leaned on Joseph, though he was the youngest. And that made Joseph's brothers hate him. And so they got rid of him in a tragic way, but in the end, Joseph was the one who saved his brothers. So Sidney is coming into ministry like a new baby, not a new baby Christian, but as a new baby minister. And I expect the older kids to help me watch over her, to put a buffer around her, and to love on her, and to make sure that she's supported. Not bite her when I'm not looking. Not acting like Joseph's brothers who worked secretly to get rid of her. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
Can Sydney come and today and accept our call? And let us lay hands on her and be confident that we have her back. Because I think that would be tragic to put her in that position if she didn't. Take someone like Brian and Richard. They're not here today. They're elders in the church, but, well, Richard's here. He's with the kids. You know, they're seasoned ministers, and they didn't go to Bible college either. And they're seasoned by being tested for 25 years. And they have stood the test of time. And they have survived. They have survived all the obstacles that have come against them, and they have survived me. And they know more about what it takes to love people than any newbie out of college does. And so you're not going to see me dawdle over them like I do Sydney. And so if you're wondering why I dawdle over her and not those older guys, it's because that would be embarrassing. And I don't consider them to be cubs. Like I do Sydney, I consider them to be my peers. I don't expect them to act like Joseph's knucklehead brothers. In fact, I don't expect any of us to act like that. I expect them to be like Reuben. Go with me to Genesis chapter 27. It's 37. This is his brother speaking. He says, "Here comes that dreamer," talking about Joseph. "They said to each other, 'Come now, let's kill him and throw him into one of these cisterns and say that a ferocious animal devoured him. Then we'll see what comes of his dreams.' When Reuben heard this, he tried to rescue him from their hands. 'Let's not take his life,' he said. 'Don't shed any blood. Throw him into this cistern here in the wilderness, but don't lay a hand on him.' Reuben said this to rescue him from them and to take him back to his father." Don't be like Joseph's brothers who wanted to see him fail. Be like Reuben, who wanted good. And so I'm going to ask everybody here, if you're able, to please stand. And I have a charge for you as a congregation to look after Sydney for her good and her family's good and for our good. Pray for her and bless her. Do not curse. Be wind under her wings. Encourage and assist. Be ready to help when she asks. Give her the respect that her position entitles her to. Though she's young, recognize that she has been given a responsibility and a charge. Do not fight against God's plans. Please say amen. All right, you may be seated. Sydney, I'm going to ask you to come, if you would. Jesse, you can come with her. We just have this seat right here. I'm not going to make you stand, because I have a charge for you also. First off, God never recalls his gifts. There are many people who can sing. You can choose to sing wherever you want. I don't know where your talent can take you in the world, but you have a special juice, or your special juice is the thing that makes you so rare. And it's your ability to take us to a place in worship that very few can. Your gift to us is delivering us to the feet of Jesus. And that's what every worship leader strives to do. And you do it naturally, not of yourself. And you will always be able to do that, regardless of how you live or where you go. And so the choice will always be yours. Sydney, understand that your duty is to save lives. And if your brother or sister fails you, or one of them gets down on all fours behind you and the other one pushes you over backwards, do not be embittered against them. Do not keep a record of their wrongs, but just always love them, because your Lord loves them. Do not judge, but let God be the judge. Keep God's favor over your life by not opening the door to the devil's trap. Sydney, there are great joys in ministry, but the battles are many, and they're never ceasing. But the favor of God never ceases either, and he outweighs them all. Whenever you're discouraged, whenever you feel like quitting, that's the moment where victory is unleashed. And unleash it by counting it all joy. So, for instance, when you have a serious moment in a service and all the decorations fall off the wall, you just count it all joy. Oh, goodness. It isn't when everything is good and you're all happy that mountains are moved. It's in those darkest moments, when it's utterly impossible, that mountains are moved. It's when the Israelites were hemmed in by the Egyptians, with the Red Sea in front of them, the armies of Egypt behind them. It was then that the sea was parted. It was when the Jordan was at flood stage that God's chosen crossed. It was after being beat bloody and chained in the lowest, darkest part of the prison that Paul and Silas began to sing. There was an earthquake and the chains fell off and the doors of the prison were opened. It's in the dark, impossible moments that the yoke of your enemy is broken. And you always have to understand that and never to let that opportunity pass, because that's where the real work gets done. It is the dark, impossible moments that the yoke of your enemy is broken, so always love and always trust God. Young cup, listen to God, and he will speak marvelous things to you, things too wonderful, if you will trust him. And so if you're willing, we'd like to pray for you now. Is that good enough for you? Okay, Stan, anybody would like to come, please come. We are so excited. No pressure to be perfect, but you can start now. No. You didn't hear Hayden with him. All right. All right, Father God, I thank you. Father, I thank you. Oh, that your gifts and callings don't depend upon us, that it's not human desire that breaks the yoke, but it's your plans and your will. And Father, I believe with all my heart that you have put precious things on the inside of Sydney to benefit your people and to help them, Lord, to know you and to learn about your great, mighty love. Lord, to bring them into the experience of encountering you in ways that they haven't in the past. And so, Lord, I just thank you that as she grows in her gifts and her confidence, that that her ability to change the world around her, to be a light to her world, will increase. Always encourage her. And Lord, we speak against the enemy, the devil, the liar, and everything that he manifests or says or does to try to stop your will in this family's life. And we just speak blessings, eternal blessings over their life, divine protection. Lord, that when an enemy comes from one direction, that he'll flee in seven. Lord, I thank you that they're the head and not the tail, above, not beneath, that everything that they place their hands to will come to success. Father, I thank you that you're just starting their marvelous journey, and that every day that they would recognize the wonder of your love for them, that they would be awestruck by your great favor. And we give you praise for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless you.
Excuse me.
Singing over me.
Sing a little louder.
Oh, sing a little louder.
Come on and sing a little louder.
In the presence of my enemies.
Come on and sing a little louder.
Louder than the unbelief.
I will sing a little louder.
My weapon is a melody.
Come on and sing a little louder.
Heaven comes to fight for me.
We will sing a little louder.
In the presence of my enemies.
As the church, we will sing a little louder.
Louder than the unbelief.
For our Jesus, sing a little louder.
My weapon is a melody.
So Creston hears us, sing a little.
Great week, everybody.